And whether a girl wants to be an astronaut or an ambassador or an author or an attorney, we really feel that girls need to know, not just think, but really know deep down that there's nothing that can stand in their way.
Women are dominating the headlines. Driving these headlines is a global movement for women to play a fuller role in the world, from boardrooms to government, from technology to finance, from equal pay to more respect in the workplace and in the media. A new day for girls is on the horizon, making it more important than ever to teach girls to develop their voices and to use their voices to stand up and be counted. Hello, I'm Olivia Haas with the National Coalition of Girls' Schools, the leading advocate for K through 12th grade girls' schools. With more than 230 member schools around North America and beyond, NCGS is dedicated to educating and empowering girls to lead lives of commitment, confidence, contribution, and fulfillment. With female empowerment making headlines around the world, I asked Megan Murphy, the executive director of NCGS, why she thinks girls' schools are more relevant today than ever before.
At the National Coalition of Girls' Schools, we believe a school for girls is better than a school with girls. After all, girls' schools are places where girls take center stage in everything. Girls occupy every seat in student government, every spot on the math team. And by subtracting boys and all girls education adds opportunities for girls. Every aspect of a girls' school, from the classroom to the athletic field to the academic program, is designed for girls. And whether a girl wants to be an astronaut or an ambassador or an author or an attorney, we really feel that girls need to know, not just think, but really know deep down that there's nothing that can stand in their way. And see, I think that that's the incredibly important message girls' schools send to girls each and every day. We believe that message, embedded in the nature of girls' schools, provides powerful, relevant advantages and creates the best opportunities for girls to learn, grow, and to develop.
How are girls' schools impacting society's lack of women going into science, technology, engineering, and math, the so-called STEM-related fields?
In addition to the arts and humanities, girls' schools have a very long history of engaging girls in STEM subjects. And I think it's actually not an overstatement to say that girls' schools are leading the way in STEM education for women in the world. In fact, graduates of girls' schools are 6 times more likely to consider majoring in math, science, and technology compared to girls who attended co-ed schools. And I think the question that we need to ask ourselves is, why does this happen? And our research tells us it happens for several reasons. And most notably, it's the fact that at girls' schools, girls have unlimited number of role models in the sciences. For example, every student on the math team at a girls' school is a girl. Every student involved in robotics competitions at a girls' school is a girl. And we know that it's incredibly helpful and powerful for girls in particular to see it in order to be it. So when every student in advanced calculus and in physics or in the computer club is a girl, then every other girl at that school gets the clear message that they can excel at those things too. And this is the power of peer role modeling. And we know it's a primary reason why girls' schools are producing such disproportionately larger numbers of women in the sciences.
Another area of concern is the lack of women in the corner office, the boardroom, and on the political stage. How do we better educate girls to become women who are prepared to rise to the highest levels of leadership?
As we look across various sectors of society, we continue to see women underrepresented in leadership roles. For example, women make up only 6% of Fortune 500 chief executive officers. Among the largest nonprofit charities in the world, a slim 19% are led by women. In 2017, the U.S. ranked 99th and Canada ranked 64th in the world for the number of women in national government. And as I think about how daunting those statistics are, What brings me great enthusiasm and hope is how girls' schools help girls to find their voices and to learn how to use them at a young age. At girls' schools, students are encouraged, really expected, to speak their minds without interruption. To that point, a national survey recently found that nearly 87% of girls' school students feel their voices, their opinions, are respected, compared to 58% of girls enrolled at co-ed schools. Sometimes I'm asked if all girls' schools somehow shelter their students from the real world. To the contrary, the greater sense of respect that girls feel at girls' schools enables them to better find their voice, to use their voices first in the classroom and then beyond, in boardrooms or on the political stage or in any other arena.
What do you tell families who may be considering a girls' school?
I encourage parents to ask questions of themselves, and ask questions about their daughter's current school. For example, are girls at my daughter's school really on the front lines of leadership? Are they class president? Are they editors of the student newspaper? Are girls at my daughter's school actively called upon and encouraged to participate in class? Are there fewer girls than boys in upper-level science and math classes? And does my daughter's school value girls' athletic teams as much as they do boys' teams? Are budgets, staff, and facilities equal? These are just a few sample questions that I think are really good for parents to reflect on and think about as they're seeking the very best school for their daughter.
Is there one thing about girls' schools you think our listeners may not know?
I think at their heart, girls' schools are places of leadership, places where I see community and collaboration, and certainly agency and self-efficacy. But most of all, when I visit girls' schools, I see places of incredible innovation. And whether it was a school that was founded 200 years ago or 2 years ago, inevitably, it's a school that involves trailblazing. It involves creating spaces where teachers are there to challenge limits and to inspire girls to imagine and explore possibilities that perhaps they had never considered before. So I think that this notion of innovation is a real hallmark of a girls' school. And that might surprise some of our listeners, but I bet it doesn't surprise anyone who attended a girls' school or knows someone who did.
Follow NCGS on Twitter at Girls Schools, and we can be found online at ncgs.org. A project of the National Coalition of Girls Schools, Pep Talks is produced by Olivia Haas and Jen Shakeshaft, and edited by Stacey Tippins, with special thanks to the Madeira School in McLean, Virginia.